I can't make Idler drinks in person this week, something that always frustrates me. But I hope this little thought might contribute to the evening no less. It's another thought on the coronation. I can't quite put it down myself. I wrote a piece for Tom on the Idler website that offers some of my responses and feelings about the event from last weekend. But here is to draw in the insight of friend of the Idler, William Blake. When in doubt, call on William Blake and you're bound to think something differently. At one level, Blake was straightforwardly against the monarchy. He lived in a time of oppression, warfare. The French Revolution was one of the great events of his lifetime, and at least at first, like many romantic thinkers, he was in favour of what was happening in France. And he also lived during a time of quite tyrannical, heavy-handed Georgian rule, felt that him in person very much himself, felt the direct threat of that at times. And so for him, the king was a homogenizing presence in the sense of obliterating all difference, trying to write out dissent, trying to force everyone into a conformity. And he saw this very much in line with the emerging materialism of the times as well, as if the whole world had to be seen through a kind of materialistic lens, and that everything having to focus on the king was part of that uni-monocrop tendency, forcing all humanity into, as he puts it in the Book of Urizen, one command, one joy, one desire, one curse, one weight, one measure, one king, one God, one law. And it's the one that is doing all the work in that. And that for Blake is not a good thing, because it's in the minute particulars, in the myriad diversity of life, that we discover who we are. But with that in mind, I was then thinking about what we actually witnessed, if you watched it, in the service last Saturday. And there it felt like the 21st century king was doing something very different, that he was unifying the tremendous diversity that is now present in this country. You saw it, say, in the music, and it ranged from a Welsh Kyrie through to a gospel Alleluia, and then back to a Renaissance piece of William Byrd, and then again reaching into musical land. Andrew Lloyd Webber composed something, and then there was also a psalm sung in Greek by Orthodox monks. There was a sense in which that happened not out of some kind of PC gesture that somehow everybody in this country must have a part, but it felt like perceived through this diversity was a common humanity. And that common humanity could be shared in the diversity of music and the presences in Westminster Abbey. Now, what this signals, I think, is the move from a kind of external king that imposes his rule upon his people and insists that there's really only one life, the life of the king, to a kind of internalization of sovereignty into self-sovereignty, self-rule, self-flourishing, but that is focused not just on the individual, but on what it is to be a person. And that means reaching out to others, finding what's shared in your life with other lives. Other forms of expression inform your self-expression. Other forms of life enrich your experience of life. And so it's left me wondering whether we live in a time that 200 years on from Blake's life, there's been a strange inversion, that I know people feel lots of mixed things about the monarchy still, but at least at its best, and this is to put to one side at its worst, of course, but at least at its best, in this moment of optimism, there's a sense in which Charles might catalyse a diverse culture and so help us all to find a kind of virtuous spiral through the difficulties of culture wars, through the difficulties of dissent, into a shared humanity where the oneness of us all no longer oppresses, but actually releases us into myriad expressions and forms.